Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Geelong United, big game against the UC Capitals this Saturday night. Well, not even, it's late Saturday afternoon at the arena. 5 p.m. tip-off. Personally, for me, the best game time. 5 p.m. Excellent stuff. You go out for dinner afterwards. Jazz Shelley joining us every single week here, still in the studio. Jazz, a lot of people hoping to get out to the game. How are you feeling? Like, how are the Capitals travelling at the moment? Oh, we just focus on Geelong United. So how are they going?
They haven't got a win yet. But every team in the WNBL is tough. So I think they play against Townsville tonight, which is also good in our favour, only having the one game. But they got a quick point guard in Jade Melbourne, Gippsland girl. They're a good team. They're also young like us, and they're trying to they're fishing for a win at the moment. Okay. So it's going to be a tough one.
All Could right. be a close game.
Yeah. All right. Keen, again at the arena, 5 p.m. this Saturday. And Jess, what? This could be something. It could also be nothing. Because Jazz is going to be coming in here every week for the season. And we want to get to know Jazz.
Regular guests on the Tim and Jess show are often gifted a regular segment that you can get to bring in and share with us once a week.
Could be a burden, not just a gift.
Oh, yeah. It's often a burden. and so Tim and I were having like a bit of a think tank. We were brainstorming the other day. And Tim didn't like any of my ideas. And today he said to me, look, oh, I'm Tim. I don't want to do any work. So you come up with three ideas, Jess.
Pretty much. of segments that Jazz can do every single week.
Yes. So I'm going to pitch you the ideas. Obviously, each of these ideas would come with a segment opener that we could have made
up. A song, potentially.
So I just need you to imagine what that would sound like. Yep. Okay? All right. So I'm going to pitch you the ideas. You tell me yes or no whether you like that idea.
All right.
We don't have to go with it if you say you like it, because there might be a better one coming.
All right, let's go, Jess.
Okay, all right. First of all, and I pitched this one to you earlier this week, Tim. Shell me about it.
Right. What is shell me?
Jazz Shelley.
Yes.
Shell me about it.
Yep.
So it's essentially Jazz brings us two truths and a lie about herself every week.
Okay.
She's going to shell us about it.
Right.
And then we have to guess which one is the lie. And that's how we get to know you better.
I kind of like it.
Right? Mm. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It's a tentative yes.
The initial silence says more than anything.
No, I was waiting to see where it was going.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Shell me about it?
Shell me about it.
Shell me about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Have you saved, is it in order of, are we finishing on the good one?
They're all good, too.
Okay, sorry. All right.
All right, here we go. What the shell?
Oh, God.
Right?
I can see the theme.
Jazz Shelley.
Yeah, Jazz Shelley.
What the shell? So it's like a guessing game where Jazz brings us an item every week and she gives us clues and we have to guess what the shell she's talking about.
That seems like work for Jazz. It seems like she's got to find something to bring in.
I think I'm leaning towards number one. Okay. Yeah. More than number two.
It's like a show and tell. Do you remember Rove Live, the television show from the early 2000s? You probably don't because you're probably a bit young. Nah. Yeah, she's shaking her head. It's like, what the?
What the?
Yeah, we're not doing what the shell.
All right. This one I think you're going to love, Tim. Okay. And
It's not about me loving it. Jazz has got to resonate with it.
I think I need one of the sound effects. I don't know if you've got it on your button, but I'll tell you what it is and you'll know what the sound effect I want.
Okay.
Shell shocked.
Oh, well, shell shocked? I don't even.
Have you got the thunder? No, the thunder.
Oh, thunder. Oh, shell shocked. Okay.
Shell shocked, right?
All right.
And it's essentially, what's grinding Jazz Shelley's gears this week? Who has Jazz Shelley shell shocked?
Right.
Right? And then you can just come and have a gripe on the radio once a week.
Jazz is looking at me for help. Jazz is looking at me for help. I'm going to speak on behalf of my player here now. I'm going to take over as your manager. It's a no. It's a no
I'm
from that one.
Definitely leading towards number one. Not that the other two were bad. It's just
number one.
Stuck with me.
Jazz doesn't. She's coming here 2 weeks. What time has she complained the whole time she's been in here? None.
Well, she hasn't. That's why I'm giving her a platform to get shell shocked.
I don't know. She's looking at me for help again. Okay. Right. Jess, you know what? We have a week. We have the rest of the year to figure this out. So
We'll go for a coffee this week. Yeah. We'll discuss.
I can brainstorm some ideas too.
Okay, great. This is Tim and Jess. Tim, I've been waiting so, so long for this movie to come out.
20 years.
Oh, my God. Wicked, the movie, based on a musical, based on a book. I read the book back when I was 15 years old. I have loved this musical for so, so long.
Lots of people do. It's very, very popular.
It really is. And I look, I'm calling it early. I feel like this is going to be the movie of the year.
Okay, I need you to calm right down. It literally comes out today.
It comes out today. And I was so, so pumped that me and a friend, she lives in Melbourne. I live here in Geelong. We decided to meet halfway in Werribee and go and see the movie last night together at an event screening.
Because this is it's in the Wizard of Oz world.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Right. Yeah. So the Wicked Witch of the West in the Wizard of Oz movie. It's the story of how she became to be.
Oh, like
her origin story. And then Ariana Grande, of course, playing the Good Witch, Glinda the Good Witch. And it's her origin story as well. So I'm not going to give any spoilers away for the movie if you are wanting to go and see it. All I want to say is I saw most of it last night.
You saw most of the movie.
Saw most of the movie. I was very excited, rocked up to this advanced screening. So there was pretty much everyone in the room. It was a packed cinema.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single seat left in the cinema. People were dressed up in pink and green. There were lots of Wicked merch. Everyone was very excited. The movie started, people started clapping and cheering.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt like the stage production. Like they did actually have a little message from Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba, and Ariana Grande, who plays Glinda. They did a message at the start of the movie. It was like, thank you so much for supporting us. We really hope you enjoy the movie as much as we enjoyed making it. It was nice, that little personal touch at the start of the movie. And then the movie goes for 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's a decent movie.
It's a long flick.
Yeah. About 2 hours in, someone in attendance had a medical episode.
Okay.
We didn't know what was happening. We just heard
the lights are off.
We heard some commotion. We heard people running. And
what?
Yeah, there was lots of it was very loud. And so my friend that I was with, my best mate, she's, God bless her, she has no poker face at all whatsoever. So she's immediately like, who's ruining my cinema experience?
Who's talking? Keep it down.
So
sit
she
still.
Whips her head around. She's like, I can't see what's happening. People are running. And so all of a sudden the lights come on. The movie's still playing. So we're all like, what's going? What is happening? And a 15-year-old staff member from the cinema.
No, the poor thing.
Comes out and he goes, ambulance is on its way.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ambulance is on its way. I'm so sorry. We're just going to have to pause the movie for a second. I'll let you know what's happening. Just stay where you are. So we're all staying seated, looking around, not sure what's going on. Ambulance arrives, takes this person out. Thankfully, they were totally fine, all good. And so we, are sitting there waiting. We're like, cool. So they'll just turn the lights off and we'll just hit play again on that movie. Nope.
What? They just didn't start it again.
Again, they sent the sacrificial lamb of the 15-year-old
kid.
Like,
third week. My name's Declan. What
comes
am I doing
on in
here?
To a room full of Wicked fans who have waited months to see this movie, years to see this movie, Tim. And this poor kid goes, so we have comp tickets for you all. We're not able to press play again on the movie. So if you could all just file out in an orderly fashion.
Oh, poor kid. I imagine it's something to do with the projector and like.
Well, I don't know. Like that was the thing that me and my best mate kept saying to each other, like, could they not have just pressed play? And apparently, all the reviews I'm seeing, because, obviously my feed is just full of people going to see Wicked at the moment, and everyone's like, the last 20 minutes of the movie. Oh, the last 20 minutes of the movie were the best part of the whole movie. I would go and just watch the last 20 minutes again.
Yeah.
I was like, of course, the last 20 minutes of the movie that I haven't seen.
I mean, obviously in this situation, I feel for you.
Thanks.
Not the person with the medical episode.
No, we are grateful that that person is totally fine.
And again, this wasn't at Geelong Cinema, was it?
No. Okay. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. All right.
No.
But
they have handled it very well. They sent us a full refund. They gave us extra, a voucher to use for, candy bar
even
next
when
time.
When things go bad for you, they get better. I don't understand your life.
I just want to see the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, you can.
That's
two more
I
times
want.
By the sound of it with all these comp tickets coming at your ass.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday brought to the show about this time 24 hours ago, the word of the year for like the National Dictionary Index for Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, normally when you hear words of the year, it's like last year, the fun ones was like bachelor's handbag.
Yes. Jess.
And what was a bachelor's handbag?
Bachelor's handbag is that like roast chicken that you get from Coles or yep. Woolies. It's got like a little handle. And yeah, people were saying that it was the bachelor's handbag because yep. a lot of singles would go and buy a roast chicken for themselves.
Those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
I think I got tricked yesterday. I saw like the word of 2024 for Australia has been announced and I was so excited, but it's more like you're a square, like you're a nerd
right.
dictionary.
Yeah.
it was, 'cause the word of the year was Colesworthy, which Colesworth. And it was for the combination of people that shop at Coles and Woolies and that really being the only mainstream option.
Mm-hmm.
And like you would use it in a sentence, be like, oh, I want to get some chicken. And they go, oh, but I only got the Colesworth options where I live.
Losers are hanging around with people that use the word like yeah. Colesworth.
You suggested a great idea yesterday.
Mm. I think that we should put together our own list, a short list of such, of words that we think have been really dominating the landscape this year.
Ah, I misunderstood the assignment.
What did you do?
I looked at words that I've been saying this year.
So did I.
Okay, good. Because, yeah, so these are like my words of
right.
the year.
I think let's go one for one. Like you present a word,
yeah,
I'll present
I
a word. And then at the end we can decide as a show what the Tim and Jess show word of the year is.
Okay, excellent. Let's go.
Okay. You go first.
All right. My first word, I had to do a bit of research into words that have become popular in the last couple of
okay.
years because I feel like I'm very behind.
On the times.
Mm-hmm. And I've recently.
Slay queen.
I've recently found myself calling things mid.
Oh.
And I feel like you might have caught me and I'll be like, oh, yeah, what do you think of this? I'm like, oh, it's a bit mid.
Mid. Yeah,
bit
I have mid, heard
which,
you say
which
that.
Which means it's a bit meh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it means a bit meh.
Yeah. Okay. I like that one. I think that one's good for the list. I wanted to go with giving, as in like, it's giving radio announcer.
Do you know what?
It's giving microphone.
Do you know what it's giving? It's giving desperate attempt to seem young and feel like you're still cool with the time.
But I have been starting to use it this year and
it's
I don't
embarrassing.
Know. Is it?
It is embarrassing
right.
to be around.
Right.
My second one is cooked. I say that's cooked a lot.
Yeah, like, cooked is...
Yeah, what you said, man, that was cooked. It was absolutely that. And that's meaning saying it's like outrageous. It's wild.
I don't think cooked is specifically a 2024 thing though. Like I feel like you've been saying things have been cooked for years.
Maybe this has just been my most cooked year.
Right.
Because like you were making a joke before that we can't repeat. And I said, that's probably the most cooked thing you've said in a while. And you said,
we definitely
yeah.
can't repeat
yeah, I know.
That.
So this 2024, at least for me, is the year of being cooked.
This one I know you're going to disagree with, but me and my husband still say it since our honeymoon, where one of us will say less and the other will say bet.
I still don't fully understand what that means.
Bet as one of the words of the year for 2024.
How would you use it? For
so
people that
like,
might not know.
Oh, do you feel like getting a kebab tonight? Say less. Bet.
So it's essentially saying like you bet, like yeah. Stop speaking. I agree with what you're saying.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. What I figured out, I've been doing a lot this year, and I think I know where it was inspired by. I think it was inspired by. I know we were just chatting to Nina Morrison from the Cats. Pretty sure Amy McDonald.
Oh.
Put this into my brain.
Here we go.
Because she said she had a hot girl summer. And she was doing hot girl walks with Georgie Rankin and Becky Webster from the Cats.
Still haven't got an invite, girls. Thanks so much.
But I've been having hot girl everything. So like, I've
been
having
dinner.
Hot girl dinners. I have hot girl shopping sprees. I have hot girl car washes. And this is just me doing stuff, but I add hot girl on it to make it seem like it was exciting.
I really like that. I feel like that might be the winner. I don't even know if I need to give you my last one now.
Because I was going to say, this morning I had a hot girl bike ride.
Yeah.
I just went for a bike ride with my family. And it was some real hot girl stuff. You know?
And anything can be a hot girl something.
Yeah, this is a hot girl radio show.
It is.
100%. So you just think that's it? There's nothing to top
well,
it?
Well, I mean, my final word was bougie.
Well, that's just, no, that's not a word. That's how you're acting. And there is a difference, but I do agree.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, I have found a bit of a study about a comparison between having daughters and sons.
Okay.
And I'm a little concerned about the results of this study.
Well, I guess you're somebody's daughter.
Yes.
I'm somebody's son. I've got a son of my own.
Yeah.
Jack, he's almost 1.5. He's the light of my life, happy little boy.
So this study was, it's a pretty reputable study. You know how sometimes we find these studies.
The University of Darwin. Yeah. Not even like the suburb next to Darwin.
No, this is coming out of Columbia University in New York.
I don't know.
They're working alongside Charles University. Collaboration. Thank you. I was like, cohesion?
I think, yeah. Collaboration.
Good Lord. In collaboration with Charles University in Prague, and their findings were published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research. Basically, this study involved over 30,000 participants, right? They looked at participants age 50 and over with 13,000 parents who had at least one son and one or daughter.
Okay.
Right? So the participants received regular testing on their mental skills through tasks and challenges and to test their like mental abilities after having a son.
So is this essentially you're going to say if it is one of them more challenging?
The new study has found that parents with sons experience cognitive decline at a much faster rate compared to parents of daughters.
Right. All right. Okay.
You have a son, Jack?
Yeah, I got a boy,
yeah,
a little boy.
Great.
Well, can I say, so here's what my thing, I think from what I see of friends that have had kids or from like growing up, I feel like the first 10 years of your son's life is very stressful. Like at the moment, my son's in his climbing and I've described it as his yeeting phase.
Of course.
He just yeets himself off stuff and you've got to try and catch him. But then I feel like little girls, they're like, they sit there and they read and they draw and it's incredible. And I would love, that's so incredible. But I do love playing with my son. But then I imagine 10 to 20 for the girls.
Yeah.
That's just as taxing as the 0 to 10 for the boys.
Well, they found a recurring theme through all their data that parents of sons experience concentration issues and memory difficulties on larger scale than those with daughters. So for parents of multiple boys, it made matters even worse, right? The only problem with this study is they don't know why this is happening.
Oh, they're just like, this is what we found.
They
we can't
found
figure
the
out
data.
What happened.
It's, I don't even know if that's what they were even looking for, but they found this data and they're able to determine that, parents of sons have experienced a much larger cognitive decline than those of daughters, and they do not have an answer as to why this is happening. They just know that it is happening.
If you've got a son or a couple of boys as your kids, lucky us by the sounds of it. We feel like rotting vegetables. but it's not. Couldn't be.
I mean, your memory was declining long before your son, Jack.
Yeah, I forgot.
Has it gotten worse?
I don't know.
How would you know? You wouldn't remember.
I'm having memory issues. I forgot a concussion that I had, and that's the alarm bells.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Not a laughing matter.
No, we definitely shouldn't laugh about that.
All right. Well, I like having a boy. I think it's good.
Good.
I always thought my wife and I, we always thought we were going to have a girl.
Yeah.
So when we had a boy, it was kind of like, all right, well, this isn't what we were expecting. Interesting. And now my wife says, she's like, she couldn't imagine herself as anything other than a boy mum.
Right.
But that's, I guess, we've only got the sample source of
the boy.
That's
the cognitive decline talking.
Because she forgot how much she wanted a daughter, so.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.